I'm going to use an example this morning on this reason that people have the wrong goals. I'm going to use an example this morning that many young men today struggle with. The example of choosing the wrong goals is why many young men today, and I'm even talking teenagers today, up to just young men, you know, under the age of 30, maybe even beyond the age of 30, who knows? They had a struggle with finding a career. They struggle with choosing a job. What do I need to do for a living? Well, you have to ask yourself, what are your goals? What are your goals? Look at Proverbs chapter 24 and verse number 27. Proverbs 24, 27 literally tells a young man how to choose a job. Look at verse number 27 of Proverbs 24. You say, does the Bible tell you every detail of your life? Absolutely it does. Look at Proverbs 24 and verse number 27. Prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. You say, well, what are you talking about, Pastor? This is telling a young man how to choose what he should do for a living. You say, could you explain that, Pastor? Well, let me ask you this. When you look at what you should do for a living, what are your goals? When a young man asks himself, what should I be when I grow up? What's the goal? Well, what's the goal in Proverbs chapter 24 in verse number 27? The goal is to build thine house. See, people have the wrong goals today. People are going to school today, and the guidance counselor at school, this is what kids are being taught today. Kids are going to school, and they're being taught, like, hey, you're special. You can change the world. I'm not debating that, but I'm just saying that equals, you know, I'm going to be an astronaut. I need to be an astronaut that colonizes Mars. You know, I need to be, you know, you're special, you can change the world. When I was in school, I can't tell you how many times it was thrown out there, like, you could be the president of the United States. Guess what, folks? Most kids are not going to be the president of the United States. God forbid any one of my kids would want to be the president of the United States. God forbid. Or how about this one? What do you love? You have to do something that you love. It's the wrong goals. This is how kids, you must do something that you love. This is how kids, they're like, well, I like baseball, so I'm going to be a professional baseball player. Or I really love basketball, so I need to be an NBA player. Look, the vast majority, 99.999% of people are not going to be professional baseball players. This is why this mentality is why you find kids that have dozens of jobs before they're 20. Because they go and they get a job and they're just like, I don't know, it just doesn't feel right. It just doesn't feel right for me. Because they go to work and they're like, you know what, it's work. They go to work and it's hard. They go to work and they break a sweat. They go to work and they have insulation wrapped around their face when it's 102 degrees outside. And they're like, you know, this just doesn't feel right. But they have the wrong goals. The goal is to not, you know, find something that you love. The goal is to build thine house. They have the wrong goals today. A young man should say, you know what? I would like to make a living for my family. That should be the goal. I would like to make a living for my family. My goal is to have a wife and to have children and be able to support them one day. Not this self-aggrandizing goal of being the president or being some astronaut or whatever, right? My goal should be my family. My goal should be supporting that family as a young man. And look, how do I get there? What kind of job can get me there? That's what Proverbs chapter 24 is telling us. That's the goal. The goal is the family. The goal is the wife. The goal is the children. The goal is the home. Not how to get you there. You go out to the field, you go out there, and you get the job that gets you the goal. That's the idea. I did a study with Garrett like 5-6 years ago. I had a whole spreadsheet and everything. And what we did was we sat down when he was, you know, a teenager, and we went through this spreadsheet, and I made a mock budget of a household. We set We set goals. Like, what's your goal? Like, how do you want your, how would you like your home to look? What do you want your household to look like? You want to have a car or two? You want to have a home to live in? And we created a mock budget. And that budget came out to a number that he needed to be able to, you know, bring home. And from there, we went and found, okay, what careers are out there that can do this? That's what Proverbs 34 or 24 is saying. Choose thy work accordingly. The Bible is saying prepare thy work so you can build the house. The house is the goal. So look, find worthy work. Find just gain. You know, don't go out and be a banker or something. The Bible is saying find just gain. The Bible is very clear about that. You should go out there and you should find something that betters society, betters the community, provide a service, provide a product. I don't know who I was talking about with just the other day, but like every young man should work some kind of construction or building or be in some kind of factory or something like that, at least at the beginning of his career or his job, so he can know how things go together, know how things are done. That will just reward him for the rest of his life if he learns those types of things. You know, go out and find just gain, but afterwards, build thine house. That's the goal. Look, and look, the American dream is still possible today. The American dream to do that is still possible today. The problem with the kids today is they just have the wrong goals. That's the problem. You have to choose something that will help you accomplish the correct goals. It's that easy, folks. And then you go out, because guess what? Nobody wakes up in the morning. We were just talking about this the other night, too. Nobody wakes up, or nobody's an 8-year-old or 9-year-old kid, and says, you know what? I dream of being a septic tank truck driver. I dream of having a septic pumping business. Nobody wakes up and says that. But guess what? When you go out and you start that business and you build that business and pretty soon that's providing your goals for you, you'll learn to love whatever that business you're in. You'll learn to love whatever that career is that you're in. But kids have the wrong thinking today, because nobody would go out and work hard with this kind of thinking that is out there today, and that's why nobody's going out and working hard today. Because everybody's got the wrong goals. They all want to have some, you know, job where they come to work every day and they get congratulated for doing nothing. And they get congratulated for learning nothing, and they don't have to ever do anything, and they just want to sit there and have some cushy job where they can watch YouTube videos all day or something. I don't know what they want, but the goals are incorrect. And those jobs do not exist. And this is why you're seeing people just go from job to job to job to job. The goal is the family. The goal is the support. Just go find something that can get you to that goal, and you will learn to love that thing. You will appreciate that thing.